Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, our topic is the power of the crowd. Is crowdsourcing right for your small business? If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or feel free. You can talk this morning to chat with me in the chat room. I open the chat room now, or you can pose a question there, and I'll go ahead and answer it. Or you can just go ahead and Twitter me at hashtag Apple Capital. Let's talk about crowdsourcing. What is this word? It's a think tank. Remember, I think in previous episodes I did a show yesterday regarding the board of advisors. That's part of your thinkers that you need to have questions to. Also, I talked about scores, a good resources you can use to kind of help solve problems. So you have score, you have the SBA, you have your board of advisors. Each is going to help you with certain areas of your company or your startup that they can answer. Crowdsourcing, in a nutshell, is a think tank. It's going to help you help to solve a problem. It can be technical or it can be financial. It can be anything. But this, especially for technical or engineering or whatever, this crowdsourcing is a group that you can join and that can help you solve your problem. And in most cases, you know, it's really free. You can do it on forums, particular industries, and they'll kind of talk it out through you, kind of help you out. In other words, crowdsourcing by definition is an act of taking a job traditionally performed by a designated agent, usually an employee, and outsourcing it to an undefined general large group of people in the form of an open call. So on the form, you can put your question out there across the world. Everybody go ahead and read it, and who can answer it, they'll go ahead and answer it. For example, we're a member of SEO Moz on SEO. When we have a SEO question, we post a question out there, and someone from the industry who is an expert of that will answer it for us. And we're not getting one answer, we get three or four answers. So that's what it's all about. They're sharing their free information because we belong to this particular group, and they give us the information that we need to solve the problem. And they're experts in it because they do it day in and day out. So let's go ahead and move forward from that. Crowdsourcing provides an access to a pool of experience and creative talent that might otherwise be inaccessible to a small business. Okay? Keep that in mind. There's a group called Innov Creative out of, I think, in Massachusetts. They have over, I think, 180 independent problem solvers. Again, this is not far from Harvard. And they have a team of people who can answer anything on research or engineering, you name it, from venture capitalists, from startup, you name it, they got it. They got it covered for you. So probably take a look at that. So if we're going to define what is the crowd, it's like social media, it's crowd computing, crowdsourcing, in a sense that a professor on crowdsource.org kind of split it out in like five different areas. Crowdfunding. Hey, crowdfunding would be like Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a great way to raise capital. Great program, Kickstarter.com. You put in whatever your project is, if it's arts related. And what happens is people will contribute across the world for your project if they like it. And if you meet your goal, if it's $500, it's all yours. And they take a small fee, maybe about 2 or 3% off of that. There are some projects that raise $500,000 on Kickstarter. So if you're looking for an individual financing, kind of keep that in the back of your mind. So that is Kickstarter. Distributed knowledge, I just gave you a few sources of that. You can go crowdfunding.org or just do crowdsourcing, and there's plenty of forums you can go to try to get that information as well. From SEO to engineering, you name it, put it in there, and there's different forums that would answer your question. Cloud labor, there is a virtual labor pool that would do some work for you. Now, Fiverr can do something for you for $5. You look at Fiverr, Fiverr.com. You can get anything done really for $5 from, you name it. There are people who do it for you for $5. If you want more elaborate, you know, they'll charge a little bit more, but not that much more. But they're a good source. Also, a good source for labor is Odesk. There's some outstanding experts that can help you from any type of issue. It's called Odesk.com. And if I get a second, I'll play a little video from them real quick. Let's see, here it is, Odesk. And they have like a little cute little video. I'm going to play that for a second so you can hear it. This is about them.
Traditionally, companies have been limited to the talent they could find in their local area. But in a networked world, there's a wealth of talent beyond commuting distance. People looking for opportunities and flexibility beyond the limits of their geography. But how do you find that perfect person for your job? How can you collaborate from half a world away? And how can you pay people anywhere in the world? There are many challenges, but one solution makes remote working relationships simple and safe. Odesk. The Odesk marketplace is home to hundreds of thousands of service providers. Finding the one you need and trust is easy. You can review verified work histories, portfolios, and performance on dozens of skills tests. And you can read feedback given by previous buyers like you. It's all right there in the Odesk provider profiles. Our service providers set their rates based on their skills and reputation, and anyone buying services can select the right combination of cost, efficiency, and experience. With traditional marketplaces, hiring isn't the only problem. Your standard marketplace offers no visibility. You're just throwing a project over the wall and waiting to get something back and hoping it's sort of like what you asked for. In offices, most work is long-term, transparent, and paid based on the time worked, which is why we've created the Odesk Team Room. It lets buyers easily see how their providers are doing so that managing a worldwide work team is as easy as having everyone at the office. The built-in work diary delivers full transparency and accountability from anyone working for you. It's a way to check in and make sure that a job doesn't go off track, and it's a guarantee that an hour billed is an hour that was worked. And for the service provider, the work diary offers peace of mind and a clear record of time worked, guaranteeing that an hour worked is an hour paid. While all this work is going on, Odesk automates the payment process. Providers don't have to keep time logs, write up invoices, and then pester the buyer to pay up months later. And for the buyer, payments, tax issues, and other paperwork are all taken care of automatically. Every week, the provider is paid in any of several convenient ways. With Odesk, work teams can collaborate as closely as though everyone's in the same office. Hiring, managing, and paying are all transparent and easy. Service providers can live where they like and work on the jobs they want. Buyers can quickly scale up and down as workloads demand, finding the best talent at competitive rates. The world may be shrinking, but the possibilities are expanding. Odesk, changing how the world works.
So, y'all, that is Odesk. Again, just type that Odesk.com. And again, Fiverr, Fiverr.com. And those simple solutions that you don't have to pay a lot of money for. I mean, people across the world, we're a global market today. You don't have to do all that. Let them do it and get back with you. And they get it back to you pretty quickly. We use them all the time. You know, maybe a 48-hour turnaround, some things we get the next day. So kind of use that and stop thinking about the small issues. Let them help solve that, those type of issues for you. So, again, that's Odesk. Let me go back to my list real quick. Okay, so that's your knowledge base. That's your label pool. Number three, number four is tap into your creative communities, user-generated art and media and content. That's Fiverr, and that's you can get that from them. Okay, and innovation, join some forums. You know, LinkedIn is a great, 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 excellent, excellent resource. You have really people that's off their guard. They're not guarded as they were if you kind of to go to their business and try to hire them. You can get a lot of free advice off of LinkedIn. I mean, it's just surprising that the things you ask if you join a group of professionals, that's all it's about. And they share their wealth of information. They'll help you out. They'll tell you what you need to get and you need to do. A lot of this information is always free. Let's take advantage of it. It's the knowledge of knowing. Use your SCORE office. Use your SBA office. Join LinkedIn and get in a group on LinkedIn. Get in a group on Facebook. Join TWINS, trying to get in the group there, and see if they can answer and solve your questions. Forms are kind of antiquated, but they still work. And get in the one that specializes in a particular field. And you should be able to get any question or any issue you have answered through that. I'm going to trying to get an interview with Goldman Sachs talking about their 10,000 small business create jobs, and I think Amex has one as well. And I'm going to try to get them on the show sometime next month. And let's talk through the success of the program. It's almost a year old now. And I've seen a lot of results from some businesses that advising group is really those mentors, those advisors actually help grow their business. Some things they didn't have to really think about. Some things that the volunteers willing to do themselves just free of charge, just to give their time. And that's what it's all about, is helping each other. That's how we're going to come out of this economy. That's how we're going to make America strong again. So, again, thank you for listening to the show. This is Tim Jacquet, your host. Feel free to download this off of iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio Network or on our blog at blog.applecapitalgroup. Again, let me kind of recap the five items. Crowdsourcing, if you're looking for funding, go to Kickstarter. Okay. Look at that website. Knowledge, join LinkedIn. If you're looking for labor pool for creativity, cloud labor, you can look at Odesk, you can look at Fiverr, Fiverr.com. You want to tap in some communities like Facebook or anything like LinkedIn. Try to get some information there. You want to tap into SCORE of retired executives. Also, open innovation to use an outside resource to generate new ideas and the process of your company. So, again, Tim Jacquet, your host of the Core Business Show. Thank you for listening. It's been a long day, y'all. So anyway, take care. Have a great day. And if you're looking for any type of financing, please reach out to our sponsor company, Apple Capital Group. You can reach them at 866-611-7457. My extension here is 130. Thank you for listening to the program, and have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.